Pardon me?
This is an interview, June 24th, 1980, with Ty Frid in Foster, Rhode Island. Robert Brown, the interviewer.
You pronounce my name like T-A-Y.
And it isn't that, huh?
No, you
pronounce it T-A-Y.
Yeah, how do you pronounce it? Tay.
Tay Frid, not Ty. Well, you're born in Denmark in 1915.
15, yeah.
And although you began your work career quite a young age, what led you to that? Was your family interested in the crafts? Were they craftsmen themselves?
Well, my father was a silversmith.
Well, he was.
Yeah, but I was 13 and a half, and when I finished school, like in Denmark, you know, you go to the seventh grade. Mm-hmm. You switch in your fourth, and then you go into higher learning, whatever you want to. But so you go there for 7 years, but then, of course, you spend many more hours in school than they do here. There's very few vacation, I think, 4 weeks out of the year.
So it was a very
concentrated,
much more advanced than you would be here.
Sure.
And your father was a silversmith.
Yeah.
Had he apprenticed himself at one time and gone through the traditional?
Oh yeah, sure. But during that time, then he has to live with the master.
Uh-huh.
So funny thing, when you're going to see Prip, that my father was taught by Prip's grandfather, uh-huh. And then my father taught Prip's father. So you know, the thing go way back between Prip and.
So this was all in Copenhagen?
In Copenhagen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was your family a family of...
Pardon me?
Was your family a family of craftsmen, artisans?
My grandfather was a blacksmith on the one side, and the other, on my father's side, no. But anyway, I was 13 and a half when I got out of school.
Uh-huh.
And I was not what you would call an outstanding student in school, because the one real teaching thing I was interested in.
You were, what were you interested in by the time you were
13? Well, most interested was in the wood shop. That was my main thing.
Hmm.
Drawing and singing and things like that. But
you weren't interested in literature or in languages or?
Now, especially language, I've always been very lousy, bad with language, but math and so on, they come very easy to me. But anyway,
mathematics.
Yeah.
They were pretty strict in those schools too, weren't they?
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. We could slapped and spanked and everything. So.
Well, did your father? Were you around him when he was working very much as a little boy?
As a little boy, yeah, he would work at home.
Mm-hmm, huh.
Mm-hmm. So I was sure I never want to be a silversmith.
Why?
I didn't like it, you know. It take too long time and sit there and file your life away.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And maybe too, every time he spanked me, then I could smell the metal. Every time he spanked me, then I could smell the metal. So that might be one of the reasons why I didn't like the smell of metal.
You've also mentioned that unlike wood, you felt that metal is a cold.
Oh yeah, yes,
substance in itself, not something that particularly appealed to you.
No, not at all.
You think that goes back to childhood?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. It just maybe I had to sit and shine that dancing all the time, you know, with our silverware, and that became my job when I was a kid, and sit there and shine all that. I wasn't looking forward to that.
But you did. You had, at least in school, learned that you liked to work with wood.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That was my best subject.
Well, as you think back, way back when you were a little boy in school, before the apprenticeship, what do you think there was about wood that may have attracted you?
I don't know. Even before I took wood in school, I was always working with wood at home.
Mm-hmm.
I always worked with it from so far back I can remember.
And
building something.
And you learn something of tools even as a little boy.
Before.